Thousands of people marched on the streets of Beirut, protesting against a decades-old sectarian political system. This power-sharing system, which was adopted after the independence from France, ensures a Maronite president, a Sunni Muslim prime minister, and a Shiite speaker of the parliament.
$60 billion was stolen from the Lebanese people. We know that only $10 billion were spent on the ground. Where are the other $50 billion? We believe they hid it in banks in Switzerland and other places. We have a law that's called unjust enrichment. However, they put some text that we cannot apply it. So we need to prosecute those leaders because they are not different from leaders of Saudi Arabia and Tunisia and Egypt.
In 2010, Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabih Berri said ending the sectarian political system is a national duty. The former Lebanese opposition led by Hezbollah and Christian leader Michel Aoun called for unity between all Lebanese political sects.
Sectarian divisions hinder the development of Lebanon's political system. We want a Lebanon that is united as a state, people, and institution.
In Lebanon, people have always voted along sectarian lines, and the country's Shiites, Sunnis, Christians, and Druze are convinced that this political system fairly represents the demographic distribution of the religious groups in the government.
If you are eligible, if you are professional, if you have all the skills, that, and if you are honest and straightforward, then you would represent everybody. In this regard, we believe, yes, we would accept people who are clean, clear, crystal clear, honest.
However, some analysts say that this power sharing has fueled corruption and hindered development. Some religious figures will also agree to end Lebanon's confessional system, but say when it comes to religious matters, that's a different issue.
We stand by the demonstrators because sectarian divisions are a problem in Lebanon. The political leaders hide behind their parties and use the sectarian card for political gains.
The protesters claim to be independent and not with any of the Lebanese political camps. They say they are simply fighting against a system that has paved the way for corruption and want leaders that are chosen by the people and work for the people's interests.
People from all walks of life march in the Capitol protesting against the political sectarian system implemented by the West many years ago. These people, mostly youth, blame this system on the country's many civil wars and on the divisions amongst them, and say they will not back down until their demands are met. Serena Shimpress, TV, Beirut.